Hello, it's Lucy Wright here with the talk for Sunday the 19th of March. And this talk is part of our current series, Giving It Up for Lent. And this talk is entitled, Give Up Thinking You Are Not Special Enough. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you will help each of us listening today to help us to realise how special we are to you. Amen. Have you ever lost anything? I'm sure we all have. If you saw my bedroom or my wardrobe, you would realise that I lose things on a daily basis. My keys, my phone, my handbag, my jacket, literally everything. When I do eventually tidy my room, after Mum has prompted me for the 100th time, I find things I didn't even realise I had lost. And I bet we have all had that terrible feeling of having to search for something that we really need or value, which has become lost. It might be the car key, just as you are needing to leave the house, or your homework on the morning that it is due in, or that key ingredient that you need to cook tea, which you know you have somewhere in the back of the cupboard. Don't you think you can tell the value of something by how far you will go to try and find it when it is lost? Imagine a penny. If you saw one in the street, how many of you would stop, bend down and pick it up? Okay, some of you here may say, oh, I wouldn't bother picking it up for a penny, particularly the pain in my back bending down. Or what about if you saw a 50p? Would you pick that up? Probably a few more of us would purposefully stop, bend down and pick it up. But what about if you saw a £5 note? Okay, so we've reached the point where everyone is thinking, yes, I would definitely make the effort to pick that up. I might even do a little run to get my foot on it if it was blown away down the path. That is what I mean when I say that the value of something affects how much we are willing to put in to try and find it. How special something is key to how we treat it, how we value it. Do you ever feel insignificant? That you're one of a crowd? That people don't really notice you or how you are feeling? That you aren't special? Maybe at school or at work, amongst friends? Well, today's reading tells of a man who searches for one missing sheep, although he has 100. He leaves the 99 to search for the one that is missing. So let's listen to this reading taken from Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 7. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders, then goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents, than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So, you know when you're looking for something? When your mum says, go and find your PE kit or your reading book. Do we really go and search for it in a motivated way? Mum says that Dad does a man look. If whatever he is looking for doesn't jump out of the drawer or cupboard, it's not there. It can literally be staring him in the face and he won't see it. Well, in contrast, in this story, the man is highly motivated to really look and to really search because he loves the sheep he has lost and really wants to find it and bring it home. So today, I want to split this passage into three key points for us to take home. Firstly, today I want you to know that you are special as an individual to God. You are special to God. He knows you. He loves you. And you are special to this church. Here at St. John's, we want you to know that you are in a safe place to talk, to cry, to laugh, to share the good times and the bad times. You are valued as an individual. The Bible tells us that even the hairs on our heads are numbered by God. And that is a nightmare every time I wash my hair. You should see the plug hole. But God knows everything about us as individuals. Not in a scary, prying way, but because he loves us and wants us to love him. God knows your hopes and your dreams, your fears and your secrets, and he loves you more than you could ever imagine. His love for us is never ending. And when we are far from God, or we don't have a relationship with him, he will search high and low until he finds you. He will climb mountains to find you. And we'll never deserve it, and that's okay. God loves you just the way you are and wants to be in relationship with you, no matter your past, present, or your future. He just loves you and sees you as special just the way you are. So firstly, know you are special as an individual to God. Secondly, I want you to know that God was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice to bring you home. At our house, we have recently got two puppies, Cuthbert and Eddie. I bet lots of you in church listening have pets too. And we love these little dogs. In fact, Dad is absolutely besotted with them. I actually think he prefers them to me. But I couldn't imagine losing one of them. If they disappeared on a walk or ran out of the gate, I would be absolutely devastated. I am sure we've all seen posters on lampposts or posts on social media offering rewards for the safe return of a treasured pet. When something of value is lost, something you love, people will offer huge sums of money in order to get them back. No price is too high. In this story, the shepherd left his 99 other sheep and searched high and low to find his one lost sheep. He will have endured hardship, the wind and rain, miles and miles of open land, just to find his one beloved sheep. There was nothing that he wouldn't do to bring that sheep home safely. And that's what God did. No price was too high for him to find us and bring us home to him. We will be remembering in a few weeks at Easter about what Jesus did on the cross. He came from heaven to earth because you are so valuable to him. The Bible says, "But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." If I lost them, I might put out a reward for the safe return of Cuthbert and Eddie, because I have a strong, loving relationship with them already. But God put out his reward, Jesus, for us because he longs to be in relationship with us. Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead for you, so that you could have relationship with God and live in freedom. The price has been paid. In full. We just have to accept God into our lives and believe in our hearts that Jesus died for us. So firstly, know that you are special as an individual to God. Secondly, know that God was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice to bring you home. And third and finally, I want you to know that God rejoices when he has found you. God is looking for you. The shepherd in this story went out looking for the missing sheep. He left the 99 in the sheepfold to go and find the missing sheep that wasn't safe, that was in danger, that was separated from him. The shepherd valued each and every one of his sheep. He didn't just focus on the fact that he still had 99 and that it didn't really matter about losing one. Look what it says he did when he found it. He joyfully put it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." He throws a party to celebrate. And the Bible tells us that this happens when God has found us. He rejoices and the whole of heaven has a big celebration. God's love for us as individuals is so great that he seeks out each one of us individually and rejoices when we are found. That's how special we are to God. So whatever you are going through in life right now, whatever your past might look like, if you don't yet have a relationship with God, he is searching for you today. And he is wanting to bring you home, just like that shepherd did with the lost sheep. And if you do call yourself a Christian and you do have a personal relationship with God, did you know that before you were a believer, God sought you, searched high and low for you? And he is still seeking those that are lost, because he thinks they're worth it and special. The shepherd in our story here went out of his way to reach the lost sheep. And that's what God does with us. He wants to find you. Do you remember that verse I read before? "But God showed his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We are all sinners. We don't like hearing that at times, especially on Mothering Sunday, when I'm sure we've all been little angels with our mums. But the reality is that children, mums, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all of us fall short of what God expects. However hard we try, we can't live up to the standard that God expects. We might shower our mum with love, attention and affection on Mother's Day, but we might shout at her tomorrow when she tells us to get up in the morning. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." What a great way to end a Mothering Sunday talk. I bet you're pleased you're listening. Well, it is actually a great way to end, because there are some fantastic news. Although we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, all of our sins can be forgiven and we can live in freedom. You'll have heard many of us say here at St. John's, it is as simple as A, B, C. A, accept that you are a sinner. B, believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for you. And C, confess in your hearts that Jesus is Lord of our lives. God may leave the 99 and search high and low for us, but ultimately, the decision lies with each of us. Have we accepted Jesus into our lives? Do we know him as our Lord and our Saviour? I hope today we can say yes. Let's just take a moment of prayer now, in the quietness of our hearts. You may be sat there listening right now, feeling as though God is searching for you today, and you're ready to be found. Well, now is the opportunity for you to make that decision to follow Jesus, maybe for the first time, or to recommit your life to him. As I've said during this talk, it is as simple as A, B, C. And we here at St. John's will celebrate with you along with the whole of heaven. So if you feel as though God is speaking to you today, then I'm going to say a short prayer now. And can I invite you to just say this prayer in your hearts? And if you do make that decision, let one of us know at St John's. Send us a message or give us a call. We'd love to help you on your journey. So Lord God, we thank and praise you today that you will leave the 99 and search for us when we are lost, and that you love us more than we could ever imagine. Today I want to accept you as my Lord and my Saviour, to take control of my life. I believe that you are real and that you died for me. I confess that I have sinned and I receive your forgiveness today. And from this day forward, I choose to follow you. Amen.